You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning. It's Thursday, September 18th, and the train collision last week between a freight train and a commuter train has triggered a whole lot of questions about safety on U.S. rail lines. 25 people died in that collision. Let's listen to the 911 call made just moments after the crash.
Fire Department Paramedic on 58, what's the address of the emergency?
Yes, I'm on the Metrolink train. We just left Chatsworth Station, heading towards Vicini. We had a collision with something. We had a whole bunch of people who are now bleeding and on the floor.
Disturbing tape. One of the main questions is about technology to prevent this kind of accident. It's not used on many rail lines. And joining our conversation today is John Ullman, Professor Emeritus of Management at Hofstra University, who has studied this issue extensively. Good morning and welcome to The Takeaway, Professor.
Morning.
And now investigators are trying to figure out exactly what happened in Los Angeles, but we do know that it was a commuter train and a freight train, which brings up the question about those two different kinds of trains on the same railways. This has been a concern of many like yourself.
Well, it has indeed. The big problem really is that it goes back to our pensions. You know, whenever anything rather large goes belly up or in trouble, the government always is stuck with the more difficult part of the whole thing, whereas the last profitable bits stay private. You know, it's one of these things that they never built enough facilities, they never built enough trackage. This line is part of the Pacific Coast Main Line, which goes from San Diego all the way up to Vancouver. But nevertheless, this was not built as a transit line, and they had that once in California, but it never got that far out into the San Fernando Valley, which is the part that we're talking about. So it was never done properly. But the most serious matter here is that they had no way of preventing trains from crashing into each other if they were on the same track. Now, this is a piece of railroad safety where it surely goes back 100 years. I mean, they already had systems for doing that. But the most important thing is that if you have a transit system, it's really very hard to run it properly, safely, and frequently, at least twice a day. I'll come to that in a minute. You can't run it that way.
So you're talking about the early warning systems, right?
That's exactly right. I mean, you have to have something that prevents trains from crashing into each other. Now,
and why does that not exist if it's something you're saying that's been around for decades and decades, and it's something that Congress has talked about?
Well, you see, the problem is that wherever Amtrak runs, or this is an Amtrak, this is, Caltrans, and you've got three railroads running there. You've got the old Southern Pacific, you've got the local transit system, and you have Amtrak. You know, people didn't notice that Amtrak. This is the last bit of what's left of the Los Angeles-San Francisco service.
But why haven't those early detection systems been adopted and put into place?
Because this is something that the railroad that owns the tracks, which is the private railroad,
mm-hmm.
the old Southern Pacific, they never put that in. Now, look, the only place in the United States where they have this kind of a system, it's been we've been told now, mm-hmm. is along the Northeast Coast Corridor. You know, here we have this, but it's also double-tracked. This was single-tracked. It was absolutely amazing to me.
So what this do you think that given some of the concerns that you've just laid out, what do you think should be done now to make the railway
right
safer?
They better put at least a system in that prevents collisions. I mean, that's easy to do. I mean, it costs money, and that they didn't want to say. Right away, something costs hundreds of millions.
Mm-hmm. And so
I mean, which is really nonsense. Now, it so happens that it's easier to do if the railroad is electric, because then all you have to do is something that pulls the switch, so to speak, and then everything stops. But that's not the point. I mean, you can do it this way, too.
So, Professor, you'd certainly like to see a lot more political will in making some of those things happen. Thanks for joining us this morning. We appreciate your time. That's Professor John Ullman, Professor Emeritus of Management at Hofstra University. Now we're going to go to Femi Okeh, who's got the latest headlines for us.
Thank you very much, Adore. It is just coming up to 28 minutes past the hour.